So the last set of ratio analysis is the gearing ratio. So the gearing ratio, this ratio shows the capital structure of a business and its ability to repay long-term debt. So there's three different outcomes. One, you've got lowly geared. This means that the ratio of debt to equity is less than 100% or is 1:1. This will mean that the company will find it easier to pay dividends and reinvest profits as they don't have to pay back a lot of interest on the debt that they have. Two, your neutral ratio. This is when the company ratio has a ratio of 100% or 1:1. And highly geared, this is means that the ratio of the debt to equity is greater than 100% or 1:1. This means that the business has a high level of debt, loans, compared to equity, which is the money they invest themselves. This will result in the business having to pay back a lot of interest of the borrowings they have, which will result in less dividends for shareholders. So you got lowly geared, which is less than 100% or less than 1:1. We got neutral, which is 100% or 1:1. And we got highly geared, which is greater than 100% or 1:1. So lowly geared means you don't have an awful lot of interest to pay back, and highly geared means you do. The formula for this is your debt capital. So your debt capital means your preference shares plus your dividends divided by your equity capital, which is ordinary shares plus retained earnings. So you're going to divide your preference shares plus dividends divided by ordinary shares plus retained earnings. So if a company is highly geared, it can have the following problems. One, greater pressure on management. So they'll have a lot of pressure to increase the profits to repay the interest. So shareholders want to have a higher profit because they'll get a dividend. Reduced dividends, payments of preference shares and debenture loans get paid before any ordinary shares. So you have to pay back your preference shareholders. You have to pay back the interest on your debenture loan before any shareholders will receive a dividend. Difficulty raising finance, so less likely to pay dividends and therefore more risky. So it can be harder to raise finance because you have to pay back the interest first. Difficulty raising loan finance. Banks will have doubt in the firm's ability to pay back the loan. And then risk of liquidation. If interest rates are not paid on time or in full, the business may be forced to close. There are a couple of ways of how the high gearing ratio can cause problems in a business. So greater pressure on management, reduced dividends, difficulty raising finance, difficulty paying loan finance, and the risk of liquidation.